other exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies. Welcome to episode number 52. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's going okay.
Where am I?
We're in the Twilight Zone.
It's going that good, huh? Good.
Yeah.
That awesome. Is signs that it's going pretty well, right?
Yeah. We got the snow melting. Had a couple warmer days.
The snow apocalypse is ending. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because that was a week ago, right?
Yeah.
So that's always good. I saw grass today.
That is
leaving
sign.
Work and
that's
the parking lot. I'm not slipping and sliding as much.
I don't. Wow.
You almost bite it?
Yeah, this morning.
Did you really?
I got up to work and I didn't realize the parking lot was a sheet of ice.
Whew.
Did you have those boots on again?
Yeah, I slipped. I landed on the hood of the car.
Oh.
Luckily, I didn't hit the ground. But
nice.
Yeah. There's another guy. He got out of his car and he's walking into the office there because we've been parking at the shop. And he's like, whoa. That was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I have fallen a few times in my life, and it's not fun, but it's funny afterwards.
Yeah. Is it? I've learned if you're going to fall, just go with
just
it.
Just go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you try to
go
save yourself, you're going
to
hurt yourself.
Don't try to do it gracefully, right? Yeah.
Tuck and roll.
End up pulling more muscles and hurt yourself trying to stop the fall and reach it. Yeah, just go with it.
Technically a true story, right? I wanted to know, is it a bad sign that the groundhog passed away before Groundhog's Day? Didn't Phil die?
Who assassinated him?
Punxsutawney Phil?
Who assassinated him? Punxsutawney. Yeah. They got a new...
Did
I don't know. That's what I understood. Maybe that's lies, all lies. I thought
so.
Are
you making stuff up over there?
What conspiracy theory is this?
Man, I thought he passed away.
Grassy
and they had
Knoll?
To get a different one. It's possible, yeah. We're going to have to Google
mini
this.
Episode, who killed Punxsutawney Phil? Or did he get killed? Was it
exactly.
Was it a suicide? All,
well, you know what? You do have to fact check me. You know why? Because I have to be honest that the, remember the Micro Machines guy? I said that he passed away. I actually think I even have it pulled up here. He is living, quite alive. Yeah, here he is.
Still talking fast.
Talking fast.
His name is John Machida Jr. He is Motormouth, and he is aged 67, I think.
Oh, my gosh. He's even...
He's aged 67.
Young.
I did. I pulled him up on Wikipedia because I was like, nope, he's still quite alive. So I am very sorry, John, and my 1,000 apologies because I was wrong. So I'm correcting that.
Very good.
I pulled that up because I was like, I need to mention that.
Somebody on one of the basketball Facebook groups said, rip to Louis Dampier, who played here in Indianapolis, as from, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank, Southport High School. I just lip smacked. Southport High School, and then he went on to the University of Kentucky, and then he was a great ABA legend and NBA and Hall of Famer, and they were like, rip Louis Dampier, and I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my gosh. And then somebody instantly said, he didn't pass away. Wikipedia already corrected it. And I looked down, I'm like, oh, yeah, he didn't die. So we're killing off all kinds of people these days.
Yeah.
Well, and here's, I looked up the Punxsutawney Phil. It says Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil dies, predicts winter will last 6 more weeks after Milltown Mel dies. So which one of them died? So in the absence of Milltown Mel, who died hours before Groundhog Day, Groundhog Phil has made his prediction that winter will last until middle February. So it doesn't sound like I was thinking that Phil died, but apparently Milltown Mel died.
It may be like the sixth Phil, but nobody knows.
Exactly. Well, that's got to be the case, right? So I don't know why they'd even tell us, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Oh, Phil.
So I just had it wrong. I just assumed it was Phil. But so one of the groundhogs did die. So I don't know. It's weird. I just thought maybe
the lesser
that was a bad,
known.
It's like, that's a bad sign, right?
I'm just confused. What's going on here?
Woo!
I asked a simple question. How are you guys? He's got Phil dying.
Phil died.
I'm good. Phil's alive. Micro Machines guy, still alive.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The world is okay.
Okay. Well,
peachy.
After Betty White and Bob Saget, we need to keep
all hell's broken loose. And
Louie.
Oh, yeah.
Anderson.
Yes, yeah. Louie. And, yeah. We had a slew of, we've had a slew of people pass away.
All funny people. Great people.
This is not a good way to start this episode.
Welcome, creepies, to episode 52.
And on that note, we'll keep moving forward and onward and upward, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, we're here, though, right?
Yeah.
So let's get to it, Mr. Announcement Guy.
I have the first announcements. The first one that I'm going to talk about is mentioned in the merch. We have our logo on anything you can imagine. Truly now, Todd has put that out on social media everywhere.
Hey,
I had people come up to me and tell me about it. I was like, oh.
You want leggings to work out? We got it. We got frisbees and teddy bears and all kinds of stuff.
What was my comment? I go, go get you some.
Go get you some. I told my wife that last night, actually.
Go get you some.
What's funny is we were in the kitchen, and Amy goes, hey, guys, dinner's ready. She goes, come get it. I go, come get you some. I go, that's what we say on the podcast.
Yeah, right.
If you listened.
That's funny.
Anyway. Yeah.
She'll get it one of these days.
She will.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
We have so many good things from this podcast, don't we? We also would like you to rate and review our podcast. It really does help our numbers. So
and it makes our hearts feel good.
It does.
We got our 46th good five star soul today.
And it was very, nice very good.
Thank you, Crystal. Mm-hmm. She goes to our church, and she has a lovely daughter named Vivian. So she's a listener. So hi, Vivi.
Hi.
Viv.
Shout out. Right?
She's a high schooler, but yeah.
On a side note, Spotify now has ratings. I just have to mention that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are. I mean, if you listen to other podcasts, when that started, everybody's like, hey, you can't review, but give us a rating on Spotify. Because it matters.
Five star.
Every little bit helps. And right.
You know, five star.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's all five you star. Can do.
That's right.
That's it. I know I say this every time, and I'm going to say it again. We're having fun. We're doing the creepy stuff. We're doing all kind of interesting conversations. We love getting together. But one thing we want to highlight every single time in this community is mental health and the importance of it and the importance of getting help. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last form, that's help. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line, as well as bullying awareness, is 1-800-273-8255. The last form, that's talk. And the bullying awareness has its own website, and that's stopbullying.gov.
Quit bullying.
That's right. Knock it off, Todd.
I will not. No, that's...
We caught you.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something you need to mention. So thank you, sir, for that.
My pleasure.
Before I get into my little couple announcements, I want to mention that I forgot to mention Valerie Stoltz. She is a listener and a follower of Middle Age and Creeped Out, and she was the one that gave us the idea to do the Villisca axe murder, which I forgot to say her name. So I am mentioning your name now, Valerie, and I apologize. So shout out to Valerie for the Villisca axe murder. Yeah,
we appreciate Valerie, and we forgive you, Todd.
Thank you.
That's all we need to say, right?
Okay, thanks. No, I felt so bad about that, and...
It's confessional corner in a manner of speaking, right?
I'm like, and I realized literally on the way home, and then I messaged you guys the next day, hey.
Let's fix that.
So, Valerie, I apologize. That was my drop. I dropped the ball on that. But, so you definitely gave us the idea to do Villisca, and it was a great episode. So, anyway, I want to mention that. Also, I'm going to mention this probably every other podcast or every other episode. We will be on the or doing the Hillbilly Horror Stories Indie Live Show July 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. here in Indianapolis with the Tragedy of Cinema and the host show Hillbilly Horror Stories with Whoop. Jerry and Tracy.
Whoop. That is going
to
be awesome.
We're getting close to March, so, yeah, well, about 4.5 months, mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
I'm going to blink, and it's going
to
be here.
In 4.5 months closer to me signing an autograph, even though it's probably going to be my own mom, but that's okay.
Limber that wrist up.
I am cautiously excited.
That'll be fun. We can't wait for that. And the other is get a hold of us, email or message us about being a segment sponsor on the show. Get your name and business name out there, whether you need the business or not. Help sponsor the show. And if you can choose if you would like to get more business and you can give us more information and details on your business, whether it's brick and mortar or e-commerce, or like I said, if you just want to hear your name on the shout out, but you're still the sponsor, we can do that too.
Speaking my language over here.
Speaking your language. Yeah. Yes, yes. So, yeah, so don't forget about the segment sponsorship. So, there you go. I'm done.
You're done.
I am done.
Like, done.
Finite.
This is it. We're done.
See. So, hope you enjoyed episode 52. No. So, what are we going to talk about now?
We just had an amazing guest chat. I know I say that every time. I always say, right? I do.
It's true, though.
Jenna teases me like, was it the best ever? This was awesome. We have met and made some amazing friends. We have just tonight made some more amazing friends. So we had a guest chat with the girls from Grim Dark Diaries, and their names are Megan and Nikki. You are going to love this, Creepies. Mm-hmm. So enjoy.
Hey, guys. We have a special episode for you. We have two ladies from Canada, our neighbors to the north, and they are Megan and Nikki, and they are from the Grim Dark Diary podcast. Ladies, how are you?
We are doing fantastic.
Doing great.
Megan,
thanks.
How are you?
I'm very good. Very excited to be here.
Well, good. Good. Thank you for coming on our show. We glad to finally have you on. I know, I assume Nikki, that's who I was talking to, right?
Yes.
On Instagram. Okay. So us messaging for a few weeks, trying to get it all worked out, and it finally happened. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. I'm glad we could find a day to finally sync up.
Sure, absolutely. And then you said, I think I messaged you, or we messaged back and forth last night or today, that you guys usually record on Wednesdays, correct?
Correct. Yes. So it's perfect.
Yeah, we already had this day booked for recording, so it just worked out.
It's kismet, isn't it?
Yeah. It was meant to be. Cool. So, so listeners, The Grim Dark Diaries is their podcast, and Nikki and Megan are the co-hosts, and they have a fantastic show. Why don't you ladies kind of tell our listeners how you came together and how the podcast started and all of that good stuff?
Yeah. So we have been friends for many, many years. We met at comic sci-fi conventions because we were both huge geeks into cosplay and all kinds of geeky stuff. So we've been hanging out for a long time. And then last New Year's Eve, Megan and I were having some drinks at a party. And she was like, hey, we should just make a podcast.
Well,
and
let's be clear. We were talking about true crime podcasts for hour. And I was like, Nikki, we should just do that.
Yeah. And it was kind of one of those, we had some champagne. So we were like, ha, ha, ha. Right. And then the next day when we were off of the champagne, we were like, hey, maybe that actually is a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you said you couldn't stop thinking about it.
The best ideas start with a drink, right?
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, it definitely got the creative juices flowing.
Absolutely.
and good thing that you guys remembered.
That's right.
The next
right?
day. Hey, what did we talk about last night? I don't know. True crime.
Literally. Oh. Well, I think I texted Megan and I was like, were you actually serious
yeah,
about that?
You did. You're like, yeah, I can't stop thinking about it. We should
That's
definitely
funny.
Do that.
Awesome. So that's something you ladies have been interested in for a while, the true crime genre, sounds like.
Very much so. I am a podcast fanatic. I listen to podcasts all day. It's like a problem. Like when I'm working, podcast always. Anytime I'm doing anything, I'm one of those people that can't be in silence. I just cannot stand silence. So just always listening to podcasts.
You guys are kind of like the female mirror image of us.
Right?
Without a Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we get one of those? Where do we apply for one of those?
He's for hire.
You cannot have him. Nate, whatever they offer you, don't.
You know how to get a hold of us.
What's the pay like?
See, right now, Nate gets a lot of zeros.
But we're Canadian, same package as I get here. Nice. Right. You'll like it.
Hey, I just want some loonies and toonies.
Yes, that's loonies right.
And
you can have Tim Hortons.
No pennies. Just saying.
No pennies.
Ooh.
I find that.
They're trying to sweeten the deal.
They're sweetening the pot, yeah. Sean.
If the pay is more than 000, he's in.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I tell these guys, they're always asking me what the pay is, and I'm like, you know, it's just got a lot of zeros, but that's it. There's no other numbers other than zeros.
That's the bonus too around here. That's
right. Your payment is
the bonus time, guys.
Of doing the podcast.
Exactly. Right.
Yep.
You got that right.
So yeah, so I'm with you, Nikki. I listen to podcasts all day long. I work at our local church in the custodial maintenance department, and so I have my AirPods in all day long. And then I own my cleaning business, my commercial cleaning business, nights and weekends. And again, I have my AirPods in, and that's all I listen to is podcast all day long. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm definitely a super listener, and I feel like it makes me just intensely tell people about podcasts when I like one, because I just am so into it, and I'm like, everyone needs to listen to this.
Half the podcast.
That's what I've been doing with your podcast.
Yeah, half the podcast of my awesome. List are from Nikki recommendations.
Yeah. I'm aggressively cool. enthusiastic.
That's pretty funny. Do you ever have a podcast? It's hilarious that you say that you want everybody to listen when you take interest. I'm the same way. I'm almost offended. Like, how can you not be listening to these things? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we hear a podcast that we like, especially not just when we have them on the show, I do the same thing. I'm like, oh, hey, you ought to check out this, this podcast, whatever it is, paranormal, true crime. You know, I've got a couple of business ones I listen to, and I do the same thing. I'm like, they're like, well, I checked it out. It's not. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You don't like it? And I'm same way. I just now realize
I'm
do get
it. Because
I'm like, no, you have to listen to what I listen to. Yeah.
Well, it's the kiss of death when they say, oh, I don't like podcasts. It's like,
oh,
you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. That's
wrong
the worst.
With you? Have you seen a doctor?
Yeah.
Well, we have friends that they're like, yeah, I really don't listen to podcasts. Or like I have a friend that's 35 plus years, and he has never, ever listened to a podcast. And I'm like, how do you live with yourself? How do you wake up in the morning and
how
function?
How in this day and age?
No, sir. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's beyond me, yeah.
Yeah, right. In this day and age, yeah, he's just radio, and I don't know what
school,
else. I mean, cassettes, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
There's a guy
podcast
that
is the way to go.
Who he's not very. He doesn't do technology things. So when I told him that I was on a podcast, he wanted to start listening to it, and he didn't know how. So I literally just grabbed his phone and I added us, and I subscribed and pushed notifications.
Ah, there you go.
So now he has to listen.
Yes.
And write a quick review.
Five stars. Right. Yeah.
You're right.
Like,
rate,
can
review it.
Me a favor and
that's
just
hilarious.
Rate us 5 stars.
You guys sound exactly like us, because I've got a buddy of mine. It's Jim Coverdale, guys. And Jim's like the greatest guy, but he's not very tech savvy. And I'm not very tech savvy, but when it comes to like the iPhone and the podcast stuff, I'm pretty good at it, you know. And he's like, I said, I think it was one morning we saw each other at church, and I said, hey, Jim, still waiting on that rating and review. He goes, how do I even do that? I said, let me show you. Hand me your phone, you know, hit the old 5-star, and then I think, I had him. I don't think I did the review part because we were running out of time. But I at least got the 5 stars out of him. But that's the thing: a lot of people don't know the rating and review part.
Yeah.
They literally know what to do to get to listen. But that's past that. They can't do it.
Yeah.
So you just have to do it for them.
So everybody listening right now, give this podcast a like, thumbs up, subscribe, whatever you got to do. Give them a review. Get them up there. We want you guys to.
And then immediately search our podcast.
That's right.
And do the
exact, I was going to say, turn around and do yours too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then screenshot that you're doing these things and send it to both of us. And we'll just scream your names from the rooftops.
We'll shout you out on our next
episode.
And then we'll also, share it on our story. We love that stuff.
Well, we appreciate the shout out. Yeah, I know you've ran our promo a few times, so we greatly appreciate that. And
yeah, thank you for doing that.
I don't know exactly. I forget our episodes when. I mean, I know we ran yours. Do you remember, Sean?
Oh my god,
was it one of the Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, it was the Jack the Ripper one.
It was the Jack the Ripper.
Was it? Okay. Oh, okay. Good. Good. I mean, I knew we did, but I'm like, I cannot. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just on to the next one. So, but we'll definitely give you guys. You know, like when we the day that we dropped the episode, Sean. He's the one that makes a post on our Facebook of what the episode's going to be about. Then I screenshot it and I put it on TikTok and Instagram. So we'll definitely have our followers, know about it. And so hopefully it gives you more creepies to listen to, or more creepies
Perfect.
To listen to you guys. So
nice. I love it. Yeah. We call our people the friends in the dark.
Right.
And I love that you call them creepies.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Friends in the dark. I like it.
I thought you were going to say darkies.
Well, he wouldn't be able
we
to
have
see.
A whole catchphrase thing going, so we went with friends in the dark.
So, ladies.
That's right.
I like that. How you guys end the podcast episodes.
Yes.
What is it? A friend in the light is what? How say it again?
A friend in the dark beats alone in the light.
That is amen. I love that. That's true, actually. So, what are your? Do you guys have like a favorite type of true crime? Because I'm listening to your podcast. I know you guys cover all kinds of things, but do you like serial killers the best, or you know what I mean? Like what kind of true crime? Or you just like it all?
I'm a huge fan of the stories Nikki finds because they're so obscure and so it's almost ridiculous that it's a real story, that it actually happens, because it just seems so
right.
far out there. And Nikki, I don't know how you find these stories.
I don't know. Every I've spent time, a lot of time searching.
Every time it's just like, oh no, it gets worse. Like how?
Yeah,
how
like, does what do I say? It, my stories just keep getting worse until they're over.
Yeah. And then I feel like there's zero satisfaction at the end, and my mouth is just agape, and I'm like, what? Those are the ones I like the most.
Yeah. Well, I find that when I'm researching, when I'm trying to find a case to do, because the way we do it, if people that are listening to this have never listened to our podcast, we have a theme every week because we're big Dungeons and Dragons nerds. So we roll a 20-sided dice, and we pick a theme off of a spreadsheet we have. So then for the next week, we have to try and find a case that fits that theme, which can be kind of nerve-wracking sometimes, because mm-hmm. sometimes you just can't mm-hmm. find something good. But I will read as many stories as it takes until I find one that makes me just gobsmacked.
And it may like, only like, just what? Have the one word in it once. It doesn't even have to be like the full-blown category, whatever it means. Even if we can just loosely fit it in somewhere, that's really all that matters.
Yeah, we have no real rules.
We do what we want.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, that works, you know, and that's an interesting way. That's a fun way to do that, I think. You know, then you do the research and see what you find and go from there. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Sean.
You're looking at me over here. I think it's interesting that, and it is podcasts. There's so many out there. There was a joke. There was a meme that said something like, "This is Joe. He is the last person that on the face of the earth that doesn't have a podcast." You know,
yeah.
And I was like, Get with it, Joe, you know, but it is cool when you can take it and put your own stamp on it. You know that, you know, you're doing something that nobody else in the world's doing. You know, we try to do that kind of stuff too, because we want it to have that personal touch, you know? And so I think that's really neat. You can tell from the beginning music through how you guys take everybody through the stories. It's just your own personal spin on it and your own personal touch. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah. And I felt like that when we were trying to launch the podcast, and we were kind of workshopping ideas of what we wanted to do, because I listened to so many true crime podcasts, I wanted to make sure that we were a little bit different and not just what everyone else was doing, because then what's going to kind of push us forward from everybody else. So we really hung on to the geek factor, because that is a huge part of our lives. And D&D is a huge part of our lives. We play very often. We play in a group together. So we really tried to incorporate that. And then we also do, so we have our main episodes where we cover, you know, whatever it is, true crime, spooky, paranormal. But then we have our bonus action episodes, which a bonus action is a Dungeons and Dragons reference on its own, where we try and cover something geeky. So it's specifically a crime that has to do with something, you know, in the geek world, or something related to Dungeons and Dragons or Star Wars or cosplayers or whatever it is. So we're really trying to put that side of us into it, because it is such an important thing that we do.
I think that's cool. And that keeps you authentic too. That is part of you in the process. And I think that's what makes it come alive.
Yeah.
And like I said, even your music, when it first, you know, I've listened to enough episodes now, when I hear that music, I'm ready to go, you know, I'm ready to listen, and I know what to start to expect. And I think that's cool, because then you feel like, okay, now I'm a listener, you know?
Yeah. And it's helped us too, going with the geeky stuff as well, because comic conventions and sci-fi conventions are a huge thing, and they get thousands of people, and in bigger cities, they get hundreds of thousands of people. So that has been a market for us as well. We recently in October, we did our first live show, and it's because we went to a sci-fi comic convention as geeks, and then they invited us to do a show there. So we were able to dip into a completely different market. Whereas if you're just a true crime, you might not be able to kind of get that in. So it's really helped us a lot.
How cool is it that we...
That's awesome.
I don't know about you, Nikki. I can't remember what year. I think you went in 2010, but I didn't go until 2011. So to go to the Comic-Con here for 10 years and then on the 10th year actually be on stage and do a live show with a podcast that Nikki and I created because of that world, it just was kind of surreal, to be honest.
Yeah, it was full circle.
Yeah, it really was.
My geek heart was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think that, yeah, that's fun. Do you guys, so how many times do you go to like a convention or, you know, like a cosplay convention or, you know what I'm saying?
Nikki way more than I do.
Yeah, they have them a lot of towns have one a year, and I go to a lot. I'm really into cosplay, which if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's just basically wearing costumes. So I hand make all my costumes. I'm a really big geek, so it's a lot of characters. I do Star Wars and comic book characters and video game characters. So I hand make these costumes, and then I travel around to all these conventions to either wear them as an attendee, or sometimes I attend as a hired guest, a cosplay guest. So people would get to meet me, and I would sign autographs and give out prints of my cosplays. So I usually go to quite a few conventions. I would probably travel around. It's usually I just stick to the East Coast of Canada since it's not my full-time job, and I would probably go to six to eight different conventions, some big, some small, every single year.
So you don't make it down here to Indy to our Comic Con.
I did. Do you have one down there?
It's a big one.
Yeah, downtown Indy turns into Star Wars and
that's our
all sorts of different
there areas. You go. There, we might have a future in-person crossover with you guys if we come down to the convention.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's right in the heart of Indianapolis. I think it's at least the one time our minor league baseball team, my wife and kids and I got not season tickets, but like a package of, I think it was 15 games. And one of the games we went to, we're walking to the game, and all of a sudden I see people in costumes. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, and so and at that time, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, so my daughter would have been like 10 and my son would have been really young, 7. And they thought it was so cool because they recognized, well, hey, I know, you know, they knew the characters, and I'm like, oh, that's neat. So, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, the old Comic-Con. Okay, I got it. I was trying to figure out, why are they, we're going to a baseball game. Yeah. You know, so, no, it is a big one, though. I know there's a few people at our church that they post every year on Facebook, you know, like they'll go as a family and have their family time,
yeah,
and they wear their same shirts of whatever, Star Wars or whatever the theme is, and you know, have family day, you know, or whatever. They go maybe at least a couple times.
Because I think, like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 or 4 days, isn't it, guys? Like, it's not just
It's a long weekend.
I know the one guy. He was like day one, so I'm like, okay, he's going. That's just day one. So he was all.
Go to the whole
thing. He like literally. Well, he took the day off. Like, he takes the day off.
I do, too. If not, a few days.
Yeah, spends all day. Yeah.
As well to prepare.
Yeah, I usually do. Yeah, I have to take a couple days off before because I'm usually stressing to finish whatever cosplay I've been creating. And then I take days off afterwards to recover because, you know, we go to the convention during the day and we have fun. And then we often get together with our friends at night and we'll have a couple beers. I'm a big lover of craft beer. So I need some recovery time afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I think that sounds cool.
Then, we also have, I believe it's called Gen Con down here too, and it's like you guys are into Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's all those sorts of board games and stuff too.
Ooh,
it's a whole big convention.
Of that might be what I was thinking about. Gen Con.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I think Gen Con is
like
what I was thinking
beer,
about.
Yeah. Craft beer. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, Gen Con. I think that's
Megan added to our travel
list. Absolutely, it has been
accumulated a long list of places we have to go because of this podcast. Because we do research.
Who knew Indianapolis would be one of those? Right?
We got. I think we have a convention for literally anything and everything you can think
I
of.
Love that.
Like seriously, like it'd be like, hey, this weekend's the National Sawblade Convention. Like. Just the weirdest things, my buddy.
Hey, don't knock the saw blade conventions.
Yeah. There's a market.
Probably go every year, don't you?
I was there last week.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's like we have a great convention center. The thing's huge, and it's centrally located, and there's restaurants, you know, all around. So everything's a walking distance. That's the good thing about Indianapolis. It's pretty easy to get around. So you can't get lost. And like I said, you can go to a lot of pubs and bars and restaurants all within the convention center. So it's pretty popular.
You're speaking my language. Absolutely. I love conventions, yeah. And I go. Also love to eat and drink.
Well, like
so.
we have here sold. A poutine fest coming up. So a whole bunch of different restaurants from around.
Oh, yes.
Around.
That's the most Canadian thing ever, really a poutine is. Fest in our town.
It sounds Canadian.
Yeah. That is. That's
I've
great.
Heard of it before. Yeah.
Fries, gravy, yeah, that's great. Cheese. If you're me, or cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. Poutine.
Shredded cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, never yuck you're someone's yum, language. Okay?
Hey, anything.
Don't yuck my yums.
Hey.
That does sound good.
You had me at gravy
yeah,
and cheese.
That's right.
So.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
Nate, get the saliva off the computer. Yeah. He's salivating over
right
here.
On the mic.
So who came up with the name of your podcast?
Oh,
that's a really
both.
Good one.
We spent a lot of time researching that one.
Yeah. We were trying to find a Dungeons and Dragons term, and we were at first just trying to brainstorm, and then I think we literally went to a website that had definitions of D&D words yeah. just to like have a look to be like which one of these speak to us.
And also relates to true crime at the same time.
Yeah, and then it's right. actually, Grimdark was a word invented by the Warhammer 40K community.
True. Mm-hmm. Do you... I was like, do you know,
I
what,
know
that
what that
is?
Is.
I'm not sure. We got a lot of silence just then.
Us three were like,
I know, there's crickets there.
Yeah, crickets.
It's basically, you paint minis of little characters, so mini figurines, and so everybody okay. would make their own collection of minis, and then you get together with people, and you battle each other with them. We actually don't play
straight
it.
Straight up Gen Con.
We like the word.
I have to interject something here because this number one, this podcast allows us to make a lot of friends, and these guest chats are awesome. So I have to say that I love this. I've been looking forward to this, and we never know what these conversations, how they're going to go. So, and I even wrote on the top of my page, "Fly your freak / geek / nerd flag,"
yes.
because I'm
yes.
right there with you. Like you got to be yourself, and so I think that's so much fun, and I just think it's cool. And there is a 12-year-old inside all of us, boys and girls, and we should never, ever let that go.
Right?
You know, I know some people take that as like, oh, you've got to grow up.
No.
I don't think so. I think if you grow up, then you grow old,
you
then you die.
You have way more fun when you
no fun.
Don't yeah. grow up, when it comes to certain things, obviously. But
yeah.
as long as you
exactly.
have fun.
When you're talking about making yeah. your own costumes and having fun and getting together, it's just, that is so cool. Like, that's... When we do this podcast, we try to kind of like ignite people's souls again and try to get them excited about life. And you guys just naturally do that. And I have to say, that's awesome.
Thank you. And I found like when I was younger, I was always very geeky. My mom was a really big geek. My whole family was. And then when I got to those teenage years, it wasn't cool anymore. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't cool to like yeah. this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of hid it and pretend like I didn't. And I went to university and it especially wasn't cool there. But then you reach that yeah. point when you start to get older where you just don't care what
it's
anybody
so
thinks.
True. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was liberating to reach that point and be like, you know what? I'm just a huge geek. And if that makes me lame, I do not care because I think it's cool. I think it's super cool that I dress up as Wonder Woman and I go meet little kids who actually think I'm Wonder Woman
yes.
and sign autographs. And if anyone thinks that's
is
lame, then...
Is Wonder Woman your favorite?
It's the one I'm most know. It's my favorite comic book character, hands down. I'm a big fan of DC yeah. Comics and the Justice League and Superman and Batman. So Wonder Woman is definitely my favorite. And I have a big Wonder Woman tattoo on my arm, and it's the first cosplay I ever made. So
that's awesome.
I'm very attached to her. I've remade the cosplay like, I don't even know, 12 or 15
Many times.
And it's, yeah, it's kind of the one I'm known for because Megan and I also we volunteer with a community group here where the group dresses in cosplay. And then we'll attend
That's awesome.
Community events, charitable events. We'll go to the children's hospital mm-hmm. to visit sick kids. So that is usually the cosplay I wear there because it's the most recognizable to kids. And so that's how I kind of got known for that one. So I feel like I do that one definitely the most.
Honestly, seeing the look of wonderment in their eyes to see their favorite characters come to life in front of them, like if they don't have the opportunity to go to Disney or anything like that, then, you know, if we can provide that up here... and give them those characters that they watch on TV or whatever and try to mm-hmm. be those people. Like we try to do as much of the RP side of it, like role-playing side of it as we can to like keep that wonderment in their eyes because they've just so excited to see that they, because I used to dress up a lot as Jasmine from Aladdin, and that was one of the things, like, they were just like, oh my gosh, Jasmine, and I had a little toy Raja that I carried with me, and just to see the look in their eyes and just bring that happiness to them. Like, you don't know obviously what they're going through or what kind of life they lead, and to get that one moment of just happiness at whatever event we were at, especially if we went to the children's hospital, like, it just brings so much joy to us as well.
That's so cool. You made their day in the process.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean to take the conversation off, you know, too much diversion, but that, I love that. Mm-hmm. And you hit me in the feels. My favorite's Batman, and I'm a big DC fan too, Justice League. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
I'm a Superman fan. Definitely DC.
I'm all by myself over in the Marvel.
Ooh, I mean, I love
me some Marvel too.
Actually, the first cosplay that I ever did in this community was Phoenix from X-Men. So that was, one of my favorites.
Of X-Men. No, I like DC too, but I always drift to Marvel a little bit more.
I think it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe definitely has that share of the market. Yes.
Yeah.
I am a
definitely
firm believer.
Todd's like, we are not staying in this conversation.
I know.
So the upcoming baseball season and the basketball tour. No, you know what though? Like, I grew up, I mean, like I said, I love the Star Wars, and I love my superheroes. I saw all the Superman movies. My mom would take me to the movie theaters, and so her and I would go, and she would take me to see Jaws and Superman and because my dad was like, yep, have fun, do your thing. I'm not a big movie guy. He liked movies, but he didn't like to sit there in the movie theater. So I have great memories of my mom and I, just us two going and seeing all the movies. But I definitely had all the, just like the Star Wars, I still have all my figures of, you know, gosh, all the Batman Robins and my favorite is Captain America. I always liked Captain America. If I had to choose one. Absolutely. Yeah. Something about him when I was a kid, yeah. But, I dressed up probably half the time for Halloween was a superhero of some sort, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it you do have to be – you have to keep that child somewhat inside you to – I don't know. It's just because we all have, you know, adult things to do. And so if you don't have anything left inside you of your childhood, it's horrible.
I agree.
I mean, you know, whatever it is, sports or, yeah,
I think
superheroes.
The imagination fuels the soul. And if you lose your imagination. So I have a term called imagination atrophy, and that's what we do. That's what ages us, is that if we lose our imagination, we lose the child inside, and then our soul and our bodies just basically rot. So
we'll tell you what, guys. No bueno. I got all my He-Man still out in the garage.
Bring them in.
Oh, let's go play
after the podcast.
He-Man. Yeah, I love He-Man. Oh, yeah. Yes. I loved all the cartoons. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Bring them in.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, on Facebook, probably the last year, because I'm a big sports nut. I'm a sports geek. I joined all these, you know, like NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball groups, and they're from, some of them are from certain eras, like one's a 60s through the 70s, one's just strictly 90s, one's kind of, it covers all the different decades, but it's kind of the same thing where we're all adult men, we're all dads, and or, you know, at least some of it, dads, husbands, and all this, we work, but yet we get to, you know, people 1,000 times a day will make a post of a basketball player or a team that we all grew up, you know, with back in the 80s, say, or the 70s. And then, you know, we like the picture, and then we start getting to these conversations like, oh my gosh, yeah, I remember that player from 1982, you know, I was 11 years old. And it's the same thing. It's like, it takes you back to a certain point in your life where life was really good. It was so much easier, you know, and I feel like a kid again. Like I don't know if you guys know who Dr. J is, but he's a legendary basketball player. And I'm like, he's my favorite basketball player of all time. And so when I post something, a picture, or somebody posts a picture or something of him, it takes me back to when I was in grade school, growing up, playing. And then it's the same thing, like superheroes, athletes, movie stars. It's fun, you know, it's fun to escape for a little bit and remember your kid days, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah. I do want to know, when did you learn to, like, I'm really impressed that you make your own costumes, because I see you make posts on Instagram, and I did not, I didn't, I, maybe I thought, or maybe knew some of them, but I didn't know all the costumes that that you make. I didn't know you did them yourself. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it really is.
They're really like really top notch, because I bet they get real expensive if you're just going to go out and have someone make them for you or buy them.
Yeah. So I feel like that is one of the reasons why I started making them, is because they'd be very expensive to buy. And I was in my early 20s when I started making them, and I had no money because I didn't have the real job then. So then it was like trial and error, and my first costumes were not great, but definitely. And back then, I mean, the internet was a thing, but there wasn't all these forums and YouTubes and Twitch streamers showing you how to make all this stuff. And there wasn't 3D printers and there wasn't all these tools. So over time, I just kind of taught myself the skills. And then cosplayers tend to be very good at sharing how they did stuff. So I follow a lot of other ones on social media, and they give tips. And then it's just been kind of an evolving process of tackling the newest cosplay and deciding, oh, I want to make something with giant wings. So then, you know, figuring out how to make a giant pair of articulated wings that move with me, or whatever the new thing is that I want to make.
You're an engineer and an artist. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
I pretty much just hope it goes well and cry and then burn myself with a hot glue gun. And then at some point I have a costume at the end. It's great.
But you look so good in them.
Yeah.
It's worth the third degree burn.
Yeah, it is.
And you have...
It has to add to the experience too, and you have to have a certain sense of pride that you did this. That's I don't even know what to call that, except for just awesome.
Yeah. It definitely. If I'm at a convention and somebody makes that poor soul, if they make the mistake of saying, "Oh, cool costume," then that just opens my floodgates of me being like, "Can I speak to you for 45 minutes about how I made it?"
You want somebody to appreciate it. Not just like, oh, hey, cool costume. That looks really good. It's like, do you know what I had to go through to make it? I didn't order it. I didn't have anybody else make it. I made it.
Yeah.
Well, I know exactly what you mean. We've been talking about geeking out on each other, and that's funny because I've kind of learned in my 42 years when it's appropriate to geek and when it's not, you know? And obviously,
have you? I haven't noticed it
for me. Yeah, but at work, I work in a hospital, and so it is so funny when you start doing that to somebody, and they get that panicked look, like, "Oh my gosh, what is he talking about?" You know, and like, "Oh, I'm sorry, this isn't the right time for geeking out." Yeah, so I love it when I can get together with people and talk like this, because it's just so much fun. Not people don't do this enough.
So true. Right.
Sean gets his utility belt out, and
I get
and
my
like, Sean, put it
it's
away.
In the trunk. You want it?
Right. He's wanting to climb up the side of the building like
I'm
Batman.
Get my utility belt.
I think that's what we love about our community so much, and all like our friend group in particular. Because I mean, obviously, outside of the podcast, Nikki and I are like really good friends. We've been friends for the better part of a decade, and our friends, we literally get together and just geek out. Like, that's just what we do. So it just brings that natural happiness into our lives every day that we get to hang out and chill and, you know, geek out.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like I said, we've already covered it, but you have to. I mean, it's like some people don't get, you know, fantasy football or fantasy sports. They're like, what do you, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around drafting real players, but then, you know, they're just relying on them to win you a game. It's like, it's fun, you know, and I didn't actually, I played for about 3 years. Then I stopped for about 20 years and I was like, I did that when I was 20. I don't really get it now. Well, now I was invited, one of the guys I used to work with at the church, he invited me and he goes, "You want to do the fantasy football?" And I go, "Oh gosh, I haven't done that forever." I'm like, "Yeah, you know," I'm thinking, "Oh, you know, how nerdy." And so I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. You know, I love him like a brother." So I agreed. Well, now I'm hooked. Now we've done it for 5 years, and I can't wait to do it again. Like, we sit around, draft our players, and, you know, go over the stats, and it's the same thing.
Sure, right? I don't understand any of that, but yes, if it brings you happiness, that's great.
It's okay, Megan.
Exactly.
I'll explain to you later.
Okay, thanks. Go sports.
I have minimal sports.
Oh yeah, they have fancy golf.
I hate to admit this, but they were talking about hockey before we called you guys, and I'm not that I don't like hockey, I'll go to a game, but they're talking hockey and I'm like glazing over, like, I don't know who these people are. I do know the teams.
Hockey,
but,
I do know a little bit more about. I lived in Calgary, Alberta for a little
while. I thought you guys might.
I was gonna say
Calgary Flames.
Yeah, the Flames.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I played ice hockey growing up. That's all the way through high school. So
hockey is the
one
sport I don't
know. My dad played when he was young.
I actually really enjoy hockey. I like to go to our local. We have a local team here that's pretty big. I don't mean to brag, but The Halifax Moose Heads.
Pretty Brink is like a relative term, though, I'm pretty sure.
100%.
Yeah. We actually have a small team here, too. Indy Fuel.
Yeah.
So we go and see them, my family. It's a lot of fun. It used to be the Indianapolis Ice.
Oh, nice. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like hockey is one of those where even if you're not a big hockey fan to watch it on TV, but I have a lot of friends, family, they like to go live because it is a different feel. I mean,
right. I've been to some live games.
Oh, yeah.
It's different experience altogether. Yeah.
I like both, but.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's like baseball. You know, like, oh, baseball's boring. You sit around. But,
not when you're there. Yeah.
You know, like I mean, I'm a diehard baseball fan, so I can sit and watch a 9-inning game and just, you know, I love it. But then a lot of people, they have to be there because it is you're outside and you get the smells and you're in the food and so it's just a different experience.
I
when
just
you're
want
there
the hot
live.
Dogs and beer.
Nate just wants the hot dogs and beer. I understand.
That's very enticing.
Whatever gets you through.
Party, right?
What?
It is. Right?
We do love our food. Like I said, my kids, I'm like, wow, good thing you know we can. We have the money because they, oh my gosh, especially my son, will get there at the game and I'll say, okay, what do you want, bud? He's like, well, I want my water or whatever, Gatorade. He'll get his pizza and, you know, like some type of snack. And that's just like for the first two innings. And then it's like, okay, back at it. And okay, now he wants a hot dog and nachos. And by the time we're done, I spent $400 and it's just on him.
Yeah, that's an experience.
I'm like,
right,
good
there.
Grief, man.
Concession food, right?
The expense is the food, not the tickets. Yeah. So tell me, as far as like getting back to your podcast, what's some of the stories that you guys really like your specific episodes? Which ones really stuck out with you guys as far as what you enjoyed, or which story did you really like talking about?
Megan, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. One that sticks out in my mind. I did a story recently about the Blood Countess, and I don't know if you've ever heard that story. But it's about a true crime story about a woman from the 1800s who had a very interesting lifestyle. And that one really, I don't know what it was about it. I think it was because it had a bit of a fantasy feel to it, because I also very much enjoy like the vampire type shows and whatnot. So, I love, I think we were talking about this actually in a recent podcast as well, Anne Rice novels, who, you know, she wrote The Interview with the Vampire and all those lovely stories. Mm-hmm. So that one for me was like a really interesting one, because it's like, obviously way back then they didn't really record keep as well as they do now, and how much of it is actually true. But to actually sit there and read the story and hear about, you know, what she could have done and how it was, you know, the stories that kind of followed her through the centuries and whatnot. It just sounds like such a true crime fantasy story, which I was all about that one. So that would be my favorite one for sure.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
I feel like I really like, we did one, I think I did it as one of our bonus actions, and it was a story, a true crime story about a woman who was murdered, and the person that got arrested for it was her like 96-year-old stepfather, who had every health ailment in the book, and all of the evidence pointed to him, but he could barely even walk. And it was just one of those cases that reading it, Megan and I were getting so heated, but like in the best way.
Yeah.
Just being like, there's no way it was him.
That one got me.
Yeah.
In the feels.
And it all came down to her Fitbit technology tracked her heart rate, and it showed where her heart rate spiked and stopped. Mm-hmm. And he happened to be in her house at that time, and he went to jail for it.
Yeah. It was wild.
Oh, wow.
It was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but then you look at him and he's, you know, 96. He can't tie his own shoes. He was like 4'11", just this tiny little old guy.
Yeah.
And it just boggled our mind. It was supposed to be a 30-minute episode, and I think it ended up being like an hour and 30 minutes, because we were just so heated.
That happens a lot.
Jeez.
Those are the best stories when, you're thinking, okay, yeah, well, it'll be this amount of time or this much effort, but then it gets to the point where, like, yeah, you just keep going because you're so enthralled into the details of the story. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I have to say, too, because I want to tell you guys what my favorite episode that you guys did is. I was listening this week.
Please do.
And I really like your Stonehenge episode. I posted that one on our Instagram because I think that one was really good. You guys had really great discussion. But then today I listened to your episode on elves, which somehow I missed that one.
Oh.
And I think you'll know why it's my favorite, because you guys geeked out the whole time. You were talking about Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
you were
time.
Talking about The Legend of Zelda. You were talking about Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like screaming at the phone. Oh. There was like one point where you were like, oh, what's like so-and-so's name? And none of you could think of it. And I was like, oh my God.
Isn't that awful?
It's Smeagol. His name is Smeagol.
Okay.
We knew somebody was Smeagol. Out there just yelling at us. I know. Yeah. It's a horrible thing, because when you're under pressure, like, I really can't even remember my own birthday, let alone.
Yeah, the fact seriously.
I'm trying to think of.
No, but yeah, your episode on elves, it was amazing. I loved it. I loved the research you did. I loved the discussion.
Thanks.
All of it. It was a really, really great episode.
Those little minis are fun to do, because we just kind of, you know, we look up stuff where we've done some research, but a lot of times it's just a conversation, and it's the same kind of conversation we'd have on the mics or off the mics. And I think that's what makes them kind of fun. The other one I think you'd probably like is Leprechaun's Inn, because we had a really, that's, I think,
I don't think
Todd,
I listened to that
one of your favorite.
I've been listening in reverse.
It's a mini episode, Leprechaun's Inn. Surprisingly, I it's my favorite one. I mean, as far as the mini.
But it's funny how far we went with Leprechaun. We're like, how far are we going to be able to
It
go?
Was just fun.
Well, yeah. I brought that topic up, and I was like, let's do Leprechaun's. I've done a little bit of pre-research. There's not a whole lot there, but I don't know. Let's just give it a shot. And we had fun doing that one.
we had a blast. Yeah.
Good. I'm going to listen to that one tomorrow.
The Stonehenge. Yeah. Cause, Nikki, I think you messaged me and said, hey, I just listened to the Stonehenge
and I love it.
It's my favorite one. I was like, really? I'm like, cause it's really like my second to least favorite.
Really? I love that one. I think your discussion
was so
good. Cause I felt like that one, you guys had more discussion about the different theories as opposed to just reading research and stories. And I love that. Like, I love a conversational podcast people just kind of get into it with each other.
Yeah, definitely.
By the end, we were what we call philosophizing.
Yes.
So that's where we're at. And we were pretty open about, like, we have no idea what this thing is. We're never going to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just an excuse to get together.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I like told you, I listened to it. You know, I always listen to our episodes just to see if, you know, what we can improve or what didn't sound right or whatever. And it was fine. It's just, we all talked about after we were done, we're like, it might have been an awesome mini, because I felt like we were trying to stretch some more material. When I listened to it in the car, I'm like, right there, that's where we should have stopped. Yeah. And we had 17 minutes to go, and I was like,
we're about
17 minutes
long.
But no, but thank you.
You're always your worst critic, honestly. No. Like, and you never know who draw in with that kind of energy, right? Like, obviously, that's stuff that Nikki and I feed off of, where you think it went too far or something like that. So you just never know.
That's true.
One of my catchphrases, which I think I've said it in two episodes now, when my head starts spinning, I don't know which direction we're going. It's like, we're just all over the place, aren't we?
I cracked up when I'm listening to it, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, he's right. It's just the way he said it, he's like, we're all over the place.
It's funny because
the problem is that
I shouldn't be allowed to be unleashed in the wild, but I am. And so you never know where my brain's going to take it.
Yeah.
I drive the car off into the ditch quite often.
Yeah. No, we get there, and then we have to we're like, wait, how did we get here? We are so far from where we started. Exactly. Let's bring this back in.
It's a chain reaction for sure. It's like, nope, rein it in, rein it in.
Signs of a great conversation,
like,
right?
How do we end up here? Because we were talking about this, and they have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
No, but I feel like that's when the funniest dialogue happens.
It's so true.
It's when we make our best jokes or what we think are jokes,
at least.
Well,
we think we're funny.
That's all that matters, you know? I mean, you got to be your biggest fan. Then, you know, after that, you know, if you have some
more.
It's
how we have
good.
The most fun.
I have listened.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've listened to some of your episodes, and I've laughed out loud. And that is, to me, that's signs of, I'm going to listen to this again. If it makes me laugh, makes me smile, or if I get, like you're saying, get into the information and the, just like, this is fun, I'm going to listen again. So that's kudos to you guys for making your podcast attractive like
thank
that.
Thank you.
Well, and you can, you know, we've gotten reviews where, like, one of our most recent ones, someone said, I feel that the headline or whatever you call it, the, you know, main title of the review was, it feels like eavesdropping. And then they said, you know, if I didn't know better, I mean, like, it seems like they were listening in on friends that have been around forever or been, you know, known each other forever. And they're just, you know, talking about creepy stuff or whatever. And it's like, you can tell they have a connection and they enjoy, you know, spending time. I'm like, that's exactly right. It's like, we're friends. And then now we're doing a podcast, you know? And like I said, it's just it's the best thing, because I don't, when I come and meet up with the guys on Wednesday nights, it's just so refreshing, because we're all, like I said, busy schedules and husbands and dads and all the crazy stuff that life brings you. And so we can come together once a week and just have fun, you know? And so we hope it does come out in our podcast. You know, yeah, we want to talk about a story, or we want to give information and things like that, but we want people to feel like they're listening to friends talking, you know, at a pub or at a restaurant. And that's why, you know, so it's nice to hear reviews like that. So,
but
you know,
Todd did leave out the fact, and what? Nate, I don't know if you noticed this, but he left out the fact that he does beat us into submission first. Then we proceed.
I thought you were
going to
say that he wrote the review himself.
I did write a review myself. I didn't.
That's merely speculation.
I've heard.
We could either confirm nor deny that.
It might have happened. I'm not sure. But then again, Sean, our first, I think, 1,000 downloads were Sean.
He's convinced that I'm 99% of our listeners.
I'm pretty sure.
I have nothing else to do but listen to our podcast.
We'll
apparently.
Never tell anyone.
Definitely in Plainfield.
Nobody will hear this. It's fine.
Right.
Nobody will know. It's
fine. Right, right.
Exactly. How would I listen to any other podcast?
I was looking through, because just off the top of my head, I couldn't remember. One of the topics or the episode topics I really liked, I just lost it here. It was the, and I like the topic name. I like Ponzi screams and wine berserkers.
Yes.
I like that one. I like them all. I like them all that I've listened to. And the other one I liked was, where is it at?
Yeah, our titles make it confusing because they don't have anything to do with what our subject
genius.
Is.
Right. No, but episode 44.
They draw you in, though. That's what I like about them.
I liked Rent a Hitman and a Dark Web doormat.
Yes, that Rent a Hitman one was wild. I couldn't believe that there are websites where people rent hitmen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it was only like, what'd you say? It was like the fee was not a whole lot.
No,
like
it's like a couple thousand dollars. That should be your first.
Yeah, a couple
rent.
Thousand
and it
dollars
wasn't on the dark web. It was just on the normal web.
Hey, I don't know about the internet, so I don't know about the dark web. So,
I just heard a funny thing about the dark web today. They're like, yeah, I keep trying to find this dark web, and every time I type it in the search bar, I can never find it. That's sort of the point.
I heard it's like special software or something. But I love those two episodes. I mean, like I said, I like all your episodes, but those two stuck out. And that whole Hitman thing is just insane.
We take a play on the category that we just rolled for the week before, and then Nikki throws her fun little spin on it based on the
conversations. Yeah, I write all the titles. Yeah. It's a very odd creative process.
Nikki is wonderful with marketing.
I love it. I'm currently on Satan Burgers and 15th Century Obscenities. So that nice.
I've heard those.
Because that title drew me in. I'm like, I gotta listen to this.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know,
because I usually listen to a podcast. It depends on what type it is, but I'll usually start from the beginning, and then I think the last few months I've been actually listening to shows from the latest ones, and then working myself backwards. But yours, I just look at the titles and I'm like, because they crack me up, and I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. So then that's how I'm doing your podcast. I'm just kind of jumping all the way around. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we need something to draw people in. Right. So flashy titles is what I'm going with.
So here's an example. Here's one. I have not listened to it. So it's episode 30 back in August, Affluenza and Gangs for Dummies. If that's not a great title, Affluenza and Gangs for Dummies.
That's going to draw people in, I guarantee.
You got to listen to it to
That'll be my next one.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's all what awesome. Our title is always stuff that we say in the episode. Yeah. So I basically, when I'm editing, I'm listening, and I keep a Google Doc running list of anything that makes me laugh or smile. And it's always things that are horribly out of context or just something silly that we said. And then when I go to write our title, I look back at my list and I'm like, okay, what can I make into a title? So now I have this giant Google Doc, and if I scroll through, it's just all of these out of context phrases and words and things we've said.
That's awesome. You guys do have a special format or way of doing it. I love it. I think it's great.
I would call it the special sauce.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, you know, there you go.
I love it.
Don't give away all your secrets. Right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. No, you guys. Like Sean said earlier, you know, the thing about doing a podcast is there's so many reasons. It's just great. It's getting together. It's great guy time. It's talking about like our genres, you know, mainly the paranormal and creepy stuff. But all of the people that we've met, you know, other podcasters and we've interviewed a lot of investigators and just and then you know, just people that follow us that are, you know, they're not podcasters or authors or anything like that, but you interact with so many people, and it's just it's more than I ever dreamed of, you know, when we decided to do a podcast. So I bet you guys feel the same, you know, all the interaction that you've gotten to do with other people, from podcasting to, or, you know, whatever. So
yeah, I feel like we definitely have kind of a podcast vision board with stuff we want to do, and every time we've been able to kind of check something off that, it's felt really good.
Huge accomplishments.
I know that you're waiting to get to do your autographed. Who was it? Was it Todd? You want to do an autograph?
Yeah, that's Todd. Yeah. So we're doing a live show here in Indy. Hillbilly Horror Stories, Jerry and Tracy Polly, they're the host.
Yes. You know,
it's their show, but they asked us in Tragedy of Cinema.
It'll be our first.
Yeah, it'll be our first live show. I just can't wait in July. So I'm just waiting for somebody to ask me for my autograph.
I know, you're excited. It could be my mom.
My mom's going to go. It could be my 76-year-old mother.
Doesn't matter, that's fine.
But I'm kind of hoping it'd be somebody other than that. You know.
Preferably somebody you don't know.
We're expecting the line to be behind Nate. That's what I'm expecting. Like,
it should be, because again, Sean and I could talk all day long, and it's not going to matter because we don't know how to do the tech stuff. So really, Nate, you should sign about 1,000 autographs.
I'm a Beatles fan.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm only bringing this up for a reason. I'm a Beatles fan, and they used to say that Ringo got the most mail. You know, that was a true fact, that he was the most adored. So you're like the Ringo.
Aww. I don't want to be Ringo.
I don't want to be Ringo. I'll be George Harrison.
Nate Ringo.
I play bass. I want to be Paul McCartney.
I'll be McCartney then.
And I don't like the Beatles, so I'm not going to be the Beatles.
He wants to be Kiss.
I want Ace Frehley. I'm Ace Frehley of Kiss. That's right. It's my favorite of all time.
We had a fun moment at our last live show. Well, first and only live show so far. But basically, one of my jobs on stage was to roll the dice to see how much evidence I could get out of Nikki. And I had to roll well, which, if anyone listens to our podcast, you know that I am not a great roller. So I would always roll poorly. And it got to a point where actually someone from the audience came up and gave me their D20 so that I could start rolling with that one.
That's
and
funny.
I ended up rolling really well, which was great. And at the very end, I gave the dice back to them. And then they invited Nikki and I to, well, they were talking about starting up a D&D campaign. And they wanted Nikki and I to join with them. And I was like, really? Just like, we don't know this person at all. So like, you want us to join just because you enjoy our podcast? Like, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
You guys are like, that's like celebrity stuff.
I foresee the same thing for you.
Asked. Yeah, we are looking forward to it. It's going to be, I know it's in July. I think the 16th. It's on a Saturday night. And the Tragedy of Cinema, the other podcast, James, he goes by Jimbo, but he and his guys are going to be there, and they're local here in Indianapolis too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're just hoping that, you know, good amount of people show up, and we can just meet people, and, you know, just we'll all three do our stories, and it's going to be a blast. So yeah, it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Megan and I were saying before our live show, we don't know what stressed us out more, if there was nobody in the audience or if it was completely packed.
Right.
We were like, oh, God,
oh, that's a
I
good
don't
point.
Know what I'm hoping for.
Don't think about that.
Yeah, that's that's two extremes right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lean where I would be, like, if we got there and there's like five people, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But if there's 500, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I really don't get nervous. Yeah, I'm like, let's have 1,000 people there. Good.
Yeah,
I like it. But
yeah,
however many, we'll take it.
Yeah, our turnout ended up pretty good. There was a lineup when we showed up there, so that gave us a little confidence boost that people were lined up out the door to get in.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, okay, well, there's gonna be at least 10 or 20.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, if there was just five people, I'm like, awesome. I mean, right. Again, we talk about still, I'm like, you know, I came up with the idea to do the podcast. And I asked Sean, I'm like, Sean, because he was the only guy, I mean, I have, you know, tons of friends, but he was, I didn't have to think hard to figure out who I wanted to do this with me. Because I was thinking about doing it by myself, and Sean kept saying, you ought to do a podcast. You ought to do it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I might, you know. And then I was like, I want to do it with someone because I think it'd just be more fun, you know, instead of just me talking into the mic and reading a story. It'd be more of a discussion. And so
I turned him down a cold. I said no.
He said no. I had a sweet talking, but I said, look, this is the payment.
And he held me at gunpoint.
Threw a lot of zeros at
him. I threw a lot of zeros. He goes, I'm in. His wife said, "What are you doing? You're not. You can't pass that up." Yeah. No, but one. Yeah. So
she did say, "I think you're going to have some fun." She was one of the ones that encouraged me. Surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah. No. Well. Yeah. So I think you actually were like, "How
am I going
to do this?"
I told her. I told you guys. I'm going to run out of things to say. Like, how eventually I'm going to just go stone cold and be like, "I have no idea what to say anymore." But no. I found it the opposite. You know.
Yeah.
You never run out of something to say.
Well, and he, you know, I'm a yapper, and I get teased a lot because I can talk and talk. And Sean, you're a yapper, which is that's what I wanted. I wanted somebody that will talk, you know, back in the mic.
I'm an introvert, but I'm more I don't know. I go back and forth.
But you're a talker.
As I'm getting older, I'm realizing I'm more of an introvert, but I have an extroverted side.
Yeah.
So I have to recoup, which is such a weird thing because all my life I've tried to be an extrovert thinking, well, you know, maybe I'm a little introverted, but it's like, no, I'm actually more of an introvert, you know, that plays an extrovert.
Well, but the thing is, and I'm not trying to like hog the mic time, but like, you know, I have friends that, okay, they're a lot of great personalities and they can talk and talk, but they might not like, they're not so into the paranormal, you know, creepy stuff where, okay, it's like, so Sean was like the perfect pick. And so our expectation, I mean, I'm like, if we just have one listener, this is great. You know, we talked about like, if we don't have any, you know what, we're still talking to the mics, you know. And then when he introduced me to Nate and said, he's like, hey, I got a guy that can do the tech stuff. He can run the board and make sure we're on. I'm like, awesome, you know. And so Nate and I clicked right away. But again, I'm like, I had zero expectations. I thought we might not have anybody listen to us ever. And that's okay. So now
after that, we had group hugs after that, right?
And we prayed and we begged people. No, but so I don't know about you guys. Like what, you know, like did you guys, I mean, you have to be just blown away too. Like, oh my gosh, like what has come from the podcast, like as far as the amount of downloads. And yeah, you got to do a live show and all the people
groupies.
You meet. Yeah, groupies. But it's so cool. It's like, oh my gosh, there are people every week that want to listen to us three knuckleheads. You know, it's amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I find I always get excited when I see somebody comment on our Instagram because that's where I post all the pictures from our episode. And somebody comments something very engaging. Like, oh, did Megan ever figure this out? And it's a complete stranger. And I'm like, wow, this person was actually invested in what happened in that episode. And I feel like I just get so warm and fuzzy because I'm like, this person was invested. They want to know that Megan figured out what that acronym was that she didn't know in that episode. And I don't know. That feeling is so good.
Yeah.
His name is Smeagol.
Literally, that'll be me going back on your post.
We're right, still sorry about that, by the way.
I didn't know. I've never seen it, so I'm...
Thousand apologies.
Wait, you've never seen
it? I'm like, don't look at me. I don't know the name.
No,
and I don't want to.
And Megan, they struggled with Legolas's name at first.
No, not Legolas. I literally had a cardboard cutout of Legolas in my room.
I feel awful about all that.
Well, I was like a late teenager when those movies were out.
I told Todd that I said, we'll watch them with you. I said, you only need like 9, depending on whether you want
to. You said like 12 hours.
The uncut version. Yeah, 9 to 12 hours. No pee breaks. Yeah,
it's worth it, though.
I don't have to.
I've done it once.
I get so invested in it. It's hard to turn away, and I don't even notice the time pass, honestly, before it's over. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love these movies.
They are awesome. They really are.
So good.
Now, when all three came out finally on DVD... Yes, back when you used to watch DVDs. And
come on, Grandpa.
My parents hadn't seen them, so I had all three. And I was like, hey, I don't have anything going on. Let's sit and watch them. So we sat there all day and watched all three back to back.
And what did they think?
Sounds like the best day ever.
Yeah,
they loved them.
That's so good. I love hearing that. Sorry. Lord of the Rings
are
my all-time favorite movies, like, ever. Yeah. Huh. I could talk about
Yeah, they're good. Days. And The Hobbit's yes, good, too.
Agree. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think I'm just so into that.
Oh, so The Hobbit's a separate
It's
movie.
Like the prequels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. See,
Very
I
prequel-ish.
I've seen most of the Harry Potters. That's, you know, I've seen most of them. I like those movies. I mean,
they're good
my mom movies. Actually, like I said, she's 76 now, but she's read all the books, and I guess she's a geek. she listens to our podcast,
we
so she'll hear me say that.
Some,
yeah. Oh, yeah, like I said, I'm a sports
he
geek.
He means that in the most affectionate way, Carol.
Yeah. Oh, my mom knows. Yeah. So, I think it's so, yeah, I think this is so cool. We were talking, like, isn't this amazing? It wasn't that long ago that everybody was using landlines, and now here we are, like Sean said, he's like, they're in Canada. Like,
yeah,
like,
be interesting to see how many miles apart we are, but it feels like we're just all huddled here having
yeah,
a conversation.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Having a drink, chilling out
yeah.
after a hard day of work, right?
We've talked to two people from California and one from New Jersey, and then, I mean, just, you know, all around, it's just, and now, yeah, you're the only one so far that's been out of the country. It's just crazy to me that this technology can bring us together like this.
Right.
It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's not just doing a podcast, but just talking with somebody
yeah,
from another country.
Absolutely.
Betty.
Making the world
yeah,
small.
Yeah. So are you now? Yeah. So I follow you on Instagram and I know you are on Facebook because I follow your page. I know you do probably a lot more on Instagram. Are you guys on TikTok though?
We are not
have
on TikTok.
TikTok.
We have not ventured there
okay.
yet.
Okay.
I am our social media manager, and I work too many jobs right now, so
sure.
I don't have a lot of free time.
And I don't even
I hear you.
One of my resolutions is that I need to have less jobs, and then I can manage our social media better.
I hear you. No, I get it. I really don't know. I like the Instagram. That's, of all three, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
And the only reason we're on TikTok, it was just another, just to have fun with it. Like, not really invested as far as the Instagram and Facebook. Sean set up our Facebook. I set up our Instagram, and then I did our TikTok. You know, basically all we do is just probably two videos a week, and that's just our episodes, our mini and our full. That's about it. We don't do anything else.
He's being very humble. The TikTok what? Is all a ruse. We are trying to build into doing creepy death matches, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to do... We just need somebody that does claymation.
Like the MTV
Ooh,
back in the 90s or
2000s.
The Yeah, celebrity
yes.
death matches. Yeah. We'll have like the Wendigo versus Slender Man.
We
know?
Keep joking
yeah.
about this, but we're like, someday we do need to...
That
like,
sounds like the greatest
you know,
thing ever.
Unite all these worlds. Isn't it? Like monsters and cryptids
Listen,
fight. Yeah.
Well,
our podcast started as a joke.
So if we do that, then...
I know.
Yeah.
Ours kind of did too.
Right. It's like, oh, yeah. So at least, so now, so if we do that, then you ladies have to promise that you'll get on TikTok and you can be our first followers of the and like our
these death
matches. Death, yeah, whatever. Creepy
so
death. I don't know what to call it. Obviously, we haven't really thought it all the way through.
We have not thought this through, no.
Yeah, that's great.
To tweak
it. I think it's more involved than what you guys think.
Yeah, we'll piece that all together someday.
We're just happy that we're doing what we're doing and we'll kind of pace ourselves, you know. It's like, yeah, we keep it. Oh, go ahead, Sean. I can tell.
Oh, no. All I was going to say, you guys said you're in Nova Scotia, and I said that without like slurring it.
I like
Nova
the way
Scotia.
You said it.
Nova Scotia.
It was a little different.
Yeah.
I did. I tend to be a lazy talker. The guys know this about me. I have to really watch how I say things.
Oh, I'm worse than you.
I get myself in trouble. So, but we do. We actually just talked about the Wendigo being from the Nova Scotia and Great Lakes area.
Yes.
And so, you guys could always help us out with some of that Wendigo stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good.
I think that's our
paranormal stuff.
That's our mascot nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
We did. Have you heard our? Have you listened to our Haunted Canada? I don't know what episode. What is that, Sean? He
I'm
memorized
say 16.
No,
I 16.
Did not make it to that one yet. Oh my goodness, you did a Canada
because
one?
Canada
to that one next.
It's way back there.
And the reason because when we started our podcast, other than the United States, obviously, but Canada was one of the first countries that we saw on our, you know, as far as a listenership, and I'm like. Okay, we need to give a little shout out to our Canadians,
yeah.
Canadian friends. So yeah, so we did an episode of Haunted. It's called Haunted Canada.
Excellent.
So. How do you know that, Sean? It is episode 16.
The reason is because he's listed everyone.
That's
what, 87
he's
times.
A Rolodex of all your episodes.
That's very conservative.
He was your first
you.
1,000 listens, right?
He's
yeah.
like me. I am the
yeah,
I am the proprietor.
Yeah.
of these episodes I'm supposed to know.
He puts them on. He's the one that drops the episodes. He's the one that
I become very intimate with him.
It is amazing. Ooh, it's like,
oh, that sounds weird, doesn't
it? What number is 33?
That's creepy in itself, right? Yeah.
But yeah, check out Haunted Canada. It was fun to do. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question for everybody. I have a paranormal question for everybody, and everybody has to answer. It's not skill testing, I promise. If you could know the absolute truth about something, whether it be a paranormal thing, a true crime thing, like an unsolved mystery, whether something was real or not, anything in the world, but only you can only choose one and you can't tell anybody else, what would you choose?
Ooh.
Like it could be like, who was Jack the Ripper, or are aliens real, or who did this? Like anything in the world. Right. And you would know the absolute certain truth.
But we couldn't tell anybody? Like, we just knew it?
I mean, you could. No one's going to believe you.
Oh, man. right.
Just another
thing. I got mine.
Just the crazy old man.
Yeah.
Mine is, I want to know how far back human civilization goes.
Ooh.
I want to know year. That's what I want to know.
I like that one, too.
That immediately came in my head.
Well, I was born in 71. I think it was
so. It was 70 then. Yeah.
Nate, do you have
I'd like to know how they truly built the pyramids.
Ooh,
I feel like that's a big one that people want to know. Yes, I love that.
And why?
I too want to know that.
I have too many. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a lot of them, but I've always been interested in the pyramids.
Nikki, Megan, why don't you guys try it? Yeah, I'm going
to
think.
I would choose to know what happened in the Dyatlov Pass.
Ooh.
Does everyone know that
story? Oh, yes. In Russia? Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I want to know what happened. That's a exactly.
good one. Oh, man. That story is so good.
That's intense. I've listened to a couple of podcasts. Yeah.
Just
a good story.
Yeah, that was back in, what, the 50s?
I think it was the 50s. Yeah. That one's always had me wondering. I just need to know. I need to know.
I know. And I mean, gosh, they were found. Some of them were found like completely no clothes. And it's
and
like
all the tears
blizzard conditions.
What really gets me with it is that when they found the tents, they found that they were cut from the inside out. So whatever happened, they were in such a panic that they left all of their winter clothes, even though they were in this horrible winter conditions. Yeah. They didn't unzip their tents. They ripped their way out. So what happened? Yeah. I need to know.
Right. Absolutely.
I know.
My go-to answer is always aliens.
That's honestly, I'd believe it.
Interdimensional.
Never know. So that
I think I say Jack the Ripper. No.
wrong time period. Unless he was interdimensional, that's possible.
Yeah, that story's crazy.
Oh,
it is. Like I said, they cut themselves out of the tent from the inside. It's just was it an avalanche? Was it a creature?
Wasn't
it
not that
knows?
Long ago that another group of hikers went up there to see if they could figure out what happened, or they and they also disappeared or something happened to them as well. Like, I can't remember exactly what that story was, but
I think you're right.
That's coming.
I think
mind.
You're right. I can't remember the exact details, but
Well,
and the hikers, the ones that, you know, back in the 50s, they were all experienced. I mean, they knew what they were doing. They knew how, you know, survive and. Yeah. Didn't work out too well.
No.
So yeah, that is
yeah, that one, that one is
that's
wild,
a good story
for sure.
To try to.
I've always been partial to the story about the Skinwalkers and the Skinwalker Ranch.
Ooh.
That's
a big one.
Yeah, I've watched so many docuseries on that, and so like read so much research on it, and just like you said, it could be aliens. but who knows?
I lean towards aliens.
It's a go-to, right?
Isn't that? It's really wild. And all the companies who've taken it over, done their own research and cannot figure it out. And then other shows come in and, you know, production companies come in. And it's just unknown. No one knows what it could possibly be. But there is definitely something going on over there. It's just wild stories. I love it.
Maybe we should all go with the alien question, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are aliens?
Well, I think my I think I would like. Well, it's already been decided. I was going to say if Betty White was still alive, I'm like, how is Betty White still living? Then I would say she's an alien. Maybe she, you know, she's a extra. It's not my favorite genre. Not genre. I'm more of I like the demons and ghosts. I'm not huge into aliens, but if it really came down to it, because I believe in, you know, demons and angels because of my faith, but I think absolutely aliens. You know, the UFO. Yep. Like, that's come yours? On. Yeah. I want it. Yeah. I mean, that's.
I like it.
I grew up that way too.
You know,
my
I
dad
know.
Used to subscribe to whatever. I have no idea what it was, but through SETI. And it basically, he downloaded the screensaver to his computer, and apparently the screensaver, when it was activated and connected to the internet, was some part of a satellite that actually scanned the sky, like the universe, for extraterrestrial life, which to me is just right. wild to think about. But, you know, I grew up that way. Mm-hmm. My dad, growing up, we would watch all those kinds of sci-fi movies, and he was super into aliens, and I am sure he truly believes that they exist. And in turn, he instilled that upon me. I don't know. I think it's all pretty wild. Who knows, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I could say one more, I think as far as Jack the Ripper, that one is really...
Yeah, that's a good
who
one.
Did it, you know? Who was mm-hmm. Jack the Ripper? If I had to really be specific on a certain story. Yeah, I think Jack the Ripper. That's a good question, though. That was fun, huh?
Yeah.
Now, did we get everybody's answer?
Yeah, we did.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we? Okay.
What'd you say, Nate? I can't remember what you said.
Pyramids.
Yeah. Oh, pyramids.
I forget what I said. No,
yeah, that I know. I mean, pick one. They're all, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Like, how they do that, or that is it fun. Real? Yeah. What? Wait a minute. Megan, which one did you, what
the
did you say?
Skinwalker Ranch. Skinwalkers.
Skinwalker,
oh, yeah.
That's what that one, yeah, mm-hmm. We want to do one on that because it's got all kinds of, you've got your paranormal, right. You've got your aliens, you've got all
so
kinds, you know, cryptids.
Theories.
It's a there lot really going is. On there. So that's, you know, we try to do, you know, 90% of our episodes are one, you know, or I'm sorry, our topics or episodes, I guess. Yeah. You know, they're just one and done's, but we've done a few two parters, like we did Jack the Ripper and, it was
H.H. Holmes.
Was Skinwalker might be three.
Episode
it's got so right. much going on. It might yeah. be a three-part. It might be our first three.
Episode
yeah.
on yes. just the aliens or the paranormal side of it, and then another episode on mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, cryptid.
Right.
There's just so many.
Well, I mean, they've talked about, I mean, demons are mentioned. It's like yeah. everything. You know, mm-hmm. dog men. Yeah, it covers a lot. So we might, yeah, actually might be a four-part of the way I'm thinking about it.
You heard
you're not wrong.
First, folks.
Yeah, that's right. No, I like those. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I'm okay. Yo, I'm just trying to stay close.
He
to
has
the
a habit of leaning
I feel
towards
like
the
I'm
mic.
Like leaning
I'm
away from my mic.
They're just paddling over there. It's fine.
I'm trying to stay close. We're canoodling, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when we get all together. It's just the warm and fuzzies. Right.
So I've got one more question for you. I am curious. So I know you said you record on Wednesday nights. Do you do just the one topic? You know, like we'll meet every Wednesday, but we'll do maybe a couple full episodes, or you know, maybe a couple full in the minis. We kind of just do multiple recordings, and then we just kind of schedule them out. How do you guys do yours? Do you just do one and done, or do you try to do a few each time you record to get ahead? I'm just curious, just a podcasting curiosity.
We kind of shot ourselves in the foot with the whole rolling for a theme, because we have to record an episode to then roll for a theme.
Mm, yeah.
So sometimes if we've been in a crunch, we'll roll and record that separately. But that's part of the whole thing, is that at the end of every episode, we roll for next week's theme. So we can't really do a bunch of research up front.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
While gotcha. Trying to stay genuine. There's been times when, you know, this year I'd bought a house, so I was very busy and very stressed with my four jobs that I work. So we kind of pre-rolled for some categories so that we could get ahead a little bit. But for the most part, we just record one a week.
Or two, depending on when our bonus action comes out. Our bonus
yeah,
action,
plus our bonus yeah. action whenever that
we'll
lands.
We'll do a bonus action every 2 weeks, right. But our main episode, we record one every week.
Right. I was just curious. I mean, podcasters to podcasters, you know, we do multiple recordings, and we do that mainly just to, yeah, stay ahead, because in case we, you know, like back in the summer,
snowed in.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. We couldn't meet up last Sunday or last Wednesday. And like the summertime, all three of us literally we're at a vacation one after the other.
Weeks,
wow. 3 weeks in a row. We couldn't meet up, but that's how the bonus or our mini episodes came out. So we were able to at least put out something for our listeners, because it's like, you know, you think like, oh, you know, they can wait. And it's like, oh, I don't want to do that to our listeners. I want them to hear it. You know, I want to, you know, it's like, we got to take care of our,
yep.
our five listeners. No, just
kidding. Well, you got at least two. Serendipitous, that's right?
Oh, seven. Yeah. We're up to seven. No, but that's how. But that's what we do. Yeah, we try to just get multiple recordings, and if there is something that happens, you know, we all are on the same page. It's like, hey, life mm-hmm. does come first as far as our responsibilities and commitments. So if one of us can't meet up, hey, we got one down the road. You know, we can drop.
Yeah.
I was gonna, Megan and Nikki, if you hear snoring in the background, I promise it's not any of us. It's Sam. He has found our conversation enthralling.
Oh. We're kind of bored. But no, I'm kidding, just kidding.
It's because he can only hear one side.
Nate's dog, right. Sam.
Exactly. If he can fully hear exactly. us.
Yeah. He's a tired bug, right?
Yeah. He's like, well, yeah, he's totally like, oh, these guys. Not the
other. He hears us all the time, right?
When Sean and I come, he's like, oh, boy, not again. Dad, these two. When are they going to leave? Although he does get his levy, so he's... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he
we're good.
Them.
Yeah, he does, and we're kind of like, okay, we got it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to forget. Please tell our listeners how they can follow you and find you, and when they can listen to your podcast. We'll make sure you, get all the information out there to our listeners.
Plug away, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You can find us on social media if you just search The Grimdark Diaries. Instagram is definitely where it's the most hoppin' because that's the app I use the most. So I will post our episode pictures there. We have main episodes that drop every Thursday, and they're available on all major podcast platforms. So the same places you'll be listening to this podcast, you can find us, and you just search The Grimdark Diaries, and Grimdark is all one word. You can see we have a little neon sign as our picture. And if you need to reach out to us, we have an email, and it is thegrimdarkdiaries@gmail.com. Megan, did I forget anything?
We're also on Facebook and Twitter, but those are the ones that are neglected.
Those are the neglected
a little
ones.
Bit. They get posted.
It's okay. One of my jobs is ending soon. I work in a TV show and it's wrapping. So then I will have more time and I will devote more time to social media.
I'm going
to
teach you Twitter. Because Twitter.
Oh, and I don't know how to tweet. That's a problem as well for being the social media manager.
I have never tweeted either.
Really? I was on Twitter for 2 years, and I got all of my information basically. That's what I used it for. Was just my sports teams. Something happens to it, and it's like, I mean, instantly I'm like, oh, okay, somebody quit or somebody's doing this. But then I just got tired of it. And I was like, nah. You know, that was before we started the podcast, so I'm not a big Twitter fan.
I'm
not
on Twitter on there anymore, but most of my social media time because, I mean, I also stream on Twitch, and it's something that all the streamers and all the, you know, content creators and things like that, I follow them on there, and they're very active on Twitter, so I get a lot of my content creation tips and tricks and, you know, people who I follow from Twitter as well. So if I knew marketing things and knew how to do what Nikki does with our social media stuff, I could take over the Twitter, but that is definitely Nikki's niche for sure.
You just wing it, and then you do it with confidence,
right.
And then everyone believes you're doing a good job.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Right.
That's exactly how we did this podcast. Yeah.
Keys to success.
That's how I do the podcast.
Pretty much it.
That's how I got my job.
That's our secret sauce.
Got a TV show. You just do it with confidence, and then people will just be like, oh, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And that is really cool that you have a TV show.
Yeah.
You're on a TV show. That's cool.
I host a docuseries about people with fantasy personas, so a lot of cosplayers, or it could be drag queens or mermaids or what people that play Dungeons and Dragons, whatever, you know, kind of takes you out of your everyday life and you have this fantasy persona. So I interview people and I do all kinds of fun stuff on camera.
Cool.
That's cool. Wild.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what. Yeah, you're all over the place.
I got a lot going on.
I'm exhausted listening to your schedule.
I know, I'm exhausted every second. I also dance for a professional lacrosse team. I got a lot going on.
Yes. Okay, so real quick, and then we'll wrap it up. That was one, I had it a half hour ago. I was going to ask about that. Yeah, I was going to say you're a dancer for a professional team, but I couldn't remember what sport.
Yes,
I was
like, it is lacrosse. I used to dance for a basketball team. But then we got a professional lacrosse team here, so I have made the switch.
Man,
cool.
I bet that's fun, though. I mean, it's, you know, when is the season? When is the lacrosse season?
It's happening right now, actually. It started in December, and then it goes until the spring. And it's good because it's the professional lacrosse league, so there's a lot of U.S. teams, too. So the team goes in between. I don't go to the away games. We just do the home games, the dance team, but
Right.
But the team is all over the place because it's all across Canada and all down into the U.S.
Wow. Todd, they're not hiring if that's what you're thinking.
Got it. Well, you know what?
You would look silly in the uniform.
Yeah. I think the attendance would drop a lot.
Exactly right.
They'd be a little worried and they'd be really creeped out quickly. Yeah. Yeah. That is all. Well, you guys have all kinds of stuff. We are so happy for your success on
Absolutely,
the podcast,
right.
And we're always going to be fans of yours and follow you guys on social media and definitely listen to your podcast. And
you have new listeners here. Definitely.
Oh yeah. Sure. Oh yeah. For life. And we just hope you just keep going and just hope you just keep dropping those episodes and get more and more downloads.
So
yeah, we thank you so much for coming on our show too. We are glad we finally hooked up. So
yeah, now we have to get you on ours next.
Woo-hoo. Absolutely. Yes. That'd be awesome.
Well, that's right. I didn't tell the guys. So I was going to wait until we talked about that.
Oh, spoilers. So, sorry. But you know what this means?
No, no,
have to give
no.
You a theme.
That's why.
That's our whole shtick. So you're going to have to get a theme.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. So Nikki said, hey, we want to get you. Yeah. We're thinking maybe sometime in March,
yes,
right?
Yes.
If it works
we
out.
We can
okay.
give you more than
okay.
a week, too, awesome. To prepare.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll get, yeah. You can go have better than Grimdark Standard.
We need 5 minutes. No, it's good.
Yeah. Sean, no, that's silly. Sean, don't come on. Don't be ridiculous. We've got seven minutes. Yeah. We want to do our best work.
Make
I mean, this
deal,
is Grimdark
it, right?
Diaries here.
Yeah.
That's what we've learned.
That, well, we appreciate that. That is very cool. That we definitely accept that
awesome.
Invite. So that'll
Unanimously,
be fun.
Yes.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be, I'll tell you, that'll be our first, I think. Yep. We've got another podcast that when it's on, it's strictly radio and it's kind of cool.
Oh,
they do
cool.
old school and it's live.
Oh, God.
And then they record it and then they play it. Yeah. So, yeah. So the guys are like looking back, what live?
We're like, what?
Yeah. Well, then they drop it later on, you know, as far as for the podcast, but it's actually a radio show. But, we're trying to schedule that too sometime in the spring. So, but yeah, you guys probably be the
Very
first
cool.
one. So,
yay. We'll be
Very
happy
nice.
To have
Thank
you on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. good. Well, guys, do you have any other questions for these lovely ladies?
No, but Megan and Nikki, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
Us.
Hope you had a fun time. And we'll have you on again. We'll have you on, you know, down the road. You know, we'll talk about how our podcasts are going and any other interesting stories you
Absolutely.
Guys come up with. And yeah, we'll follow up with
for
you.
Sure.
So that's if you want to.
We'd be happy to.
Always.
Definitely. We're in.
I just love talking. Yeah. So any chance I get to do that, sign me up.
There you go. And if you can't tell, we love to talk to you.
That's we can oblige, it. Right?
We don't know how we're doing on our podcast, but we know we talk
yeah,
about it.
That's all so. That matters.
Well, ladies, have a great rest of the evening. Thank you so much. And I know our listeners are going to enjoy this this episode. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks, ladies.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. So there you go, creepies. Megan and Nikki from the Grimdark Diaries. Very fun.
That was amazing. Each time, like I know we say, like they just can't get any better. But these two girls, that was a fantastic talk.
It was fun with them. Yeah.
I nerded out with them.
You geeked out?
Yeah.
As geeked they call out, it, geeked yeah. out.
I think we all geeked out. I did.
You and I did a little bit. You know?
I wrote down, fly your freak, nerd, geek flag, because I'm right there with them.
It's fun. Yeah, they were definitely fun to chat with. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad we made it happen because we've been trying to get them on for the last few weeks. So, yeah. It's our first... non-U.S. citizen, to be honest.
Intercontinental.
So, intercontinental.
That's right. Like we should have some kind of wrestling match going.
Yeah, the Intercontinental Champion. Macho Man. Yeah, no, that was fun.
Ooh, yeah.
So thank you, Megan and Nikki. That was great. And we'll have them on again down the
thank
road.
Thank you,
so.
Ladies.
And
yeah.
we get to be on their show sometime
yeah.
soon.
They so. Invited us, so that is
very nice.
Really cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
We'll be looking forward to that.
So yeah, I think the listeners will enjoy that, or you know, the guest chat with the Grimdark ladies. I like to call them that, the Grimdark ladies.
The Grimdark.
I could call them the Grimdark Dames. No, that's not. No. This is in the 30s, isn't it?
No, probably not. No. The Dames.
The Grimdark Diary Dames. All right, Mr. Sean, what do we got?
It's interesting because for my middle-aged moment, just as soon as we ended the interview, I'm like, I know the exact song that we're going to do. I had about two or three lined up. I won't tell you those because I'm going to save those for another time. But after talking to them, I decided to go with Holding Out for a Hero, Bonnie Tyler, 1984, Can't Help Myself. Now, it was remade for the Shrek movie, too, mm-hmm. which is, I love that version as well.
I'm not going to sing it, but everybody that has heard the song, which is probably almost everybody, is going to have this playing. You know, you can hear the do-do-do-do, right? So,
oh, my goodness.
That out of my system.
Cut the mic. Just kidding. Just
they're going to love it, though. This is so perfect for them and our chat. So where have all the good men gone, and where are all the gods? Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds? Excuse me. I've got to get it right. Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night, I toss and turn and dream of what I need. Todd, you want to take it from here?
No.
I didn't think so. I need a hero. We all do, my God.
I need a hero.
I see Johnny Five.
Oh, my gosh. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong. He's got to be fast. And he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's got to be sure, and he's got to be soon, and he's got to be larger than life. Larger than life, right? Somewhere after midnight in my wildest fantasy. See, they hear these key words, right? Somewhere just beyond the reach, there's someone reaching back for me. Racing on the thunder and rising with the heat. It's going to take a what? Superman to sweep me off my feet. Yeah. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong. He's got to be fast. And he's got to be fresh from the fight. Need a hero. Holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's got to be sure. And he's got to be soon. And he's got to be larger than life. So we go on and on. Let's see. We actually get to some other lyrics. Up where the mountains meet the heavens above. Out where the lightning splits the sea. I could swear there was someone watching me. Through the wind and the chill and the rain and the storm and the flood. I can feel his approach like a fire in my blood, like a fire in my blood. So it goes on and on. I won't sing in the chorus over and over again because it's just, unless I sing it, you want me to sing it?
No.
But that just, it's so funny that I'm like, I had thought about this song before and I'm like, that's never really going to quite fit anywhere in a middle-aged moment. But ladies, let's be honest. That fits perfectly with our discussion and just some of the wild and crazy tangents we got on too. So I hope you enjoy that. It really did. It was like, I got to use this. I just have to. So, and we all need, honestly, let's all, I know it's a little bit of a romantic song, but that puts a lot of themes out there that we really, we all need a hero, and if we can't find the hero, then be the hero. I know we've said that before, and that is so true right now. And in the world, I know we could get off into a world stage discussion and things, but you know, let's be that light out there. Let's be that hero that we can't always find out there. So
Johnny Five, alive.
Johnny Five, still alive. Yeah, we're getting very 80s here, aren't we?
Short Circuit. Go watch it.
That is a classic 80s song.
It is. And Short Circuit's fantastic. Anything from the 80s. Wonderful.
I haven't seen that since, when it came out. What, 86?
Oh, something like that.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere like that. Well, I was young. One time. I was
another
15.
Google. I don't know.
I mean, I was still young, but yeah.
80s-ish.
80s, yeah, I think it was 85, 86.
I think you're right.
But anyway, no, thank you for that. That was good. That's a classic song. That's a good song.
It
I
is.
Was teasing about.
Now you're never going to get that out of your
I would have
head.
Never guessed that song would have ever been spoken. But
like I said,
it's a good song.
It's been in my like head, it. But I'm like, that's never going to fit.
Always liked a raspy yes, voice. You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it fits now. Coming out of that middle-aged moment, we want to tell you how you can contact us, how you can stay connected with us. We have an email address. You probably do too. Use it, right? So we are at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. What TikTokers? I said I wouldn't
you
get to do it. I can't resist.
Instagram
and Facebook. It's Middle Age and Creeped Out. And with the TikTok, because I'm just going to say it normal that time, is at makopodcast. And that's two A's on that one. Mm-hmm. Check out every Tuesday. We're still doing it on Tuesday, right? Tuesday Terrors.
Pretty much. We've been consistent with it so far.
Yeah.
Tuesday Nate's, Tarot
Nate's
Tuesday.
Still checking. I was like, you sure? Tuesday?
Yeah.
3 minute or less segments, little creepy stories. We do like to tell you how to keep in, you know, contact with us and all that good stuff on there too. So
they're open ended people.
They are.
And especially mine. If I write it by myself, I am not going to finish the story, and I refuse to ever finish the story. So you can message me on Instagram.
Never.
Post it, but I will not.
I like poking the bear.
Thanks, Nate.
Here we go.
You know that raise of zeros? It's back to zeros.
Back to zeros.
Just because of that.
Fine. I'll give you all the zeros back.
Back to life. Back to reality, right?
Yeah, good song.
It is. Yeah. I'm all
you're on a roll
here. I am. If you have a favorite listening platform, go to it, listen to us, because we're out there. Wherever you want to listen.
Oh, we're out there. We're loving every
minute of it. Yeah. Kramer.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all you paid me for. That's all you paid me for.
Yeah. That's going to be like that.
Finito.
Yeah. Finito. Finito.
Fin.
Well, Nate, let's get to the point. Let's get to the real stuff.
The real stuff.
The main point of this whole show.
That's a grim, dark day when you have to call a rap. On such a fun podcast.
He's right, you know.
Truer words were never spoken. It's Nate. True. It is sad. It's a sad day. Mm-hmm.
Play the sad music right now.
Yeah.
I am in my head.
Are you?
I'm still going, doo, 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 doo.
He's still stuck with.
I still need a hero.
Need a gyro?
A hero. Yes, I need a gyro hero.
Hey, Nate said it's a wrap. Let's wrap it up.
You got it.
Well, creepies, we hope you enjoyed this episode number 52 with the Grim Dark Diary ladies, Megan and Nikki. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.